Tough guy actor. Started in A Bronx Tale many, many years ago. Now plays Rocco. I played Dave Busco on Gravesend. He was in season one and in season two. He was also part of Donald Trump's elite security team. But he's most proud of this. He dated porn star Anne Boleyn, who I've met, by the way, for 4 years. He's also a bodybuilding champion in New York City and now my official personal trainer. He is the very handsome Peter Gaudio, making his debut on the show. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Hey, thank you, Sid. Thank you, Bernie. It's an honor to be here today.
Just move closer to the microphone. Yeah. Stick that thing in your mouth like Anne Boleyn.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Robin? Excuse me?
So Chris Raimondo comes in all the time.
Yes, I know. He does a great job.
He does. He plays Gaetano. But I must tell you, he's never brought anything to the studio. You come in with like a gift bag. What is that?
It's a fruit
basket.
Wait,
I want to explain the reason. First of all, you guys are the New York City champs. And that's the biggest title that I hold. And I brought one of my trophies here so you guys can get a reminder each and every day that you guys are the New York City champs.
Wow.
So here's my trophy.
That's awesome.
Right.
What year was that?
2002.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You still look great.
Yeah,
20 years
you.
Later, you can win this damn thing again.
And 20 years before that, I was look fabulous also. You know, I'm training 45 years.
Wow.
You know, I'm not in the game 15 minutes.
You know, right. it's a testament to that, that working out and that type of stuff is the fountain of youth.
Right. It's a lifestyle.
It's as close to the fountain of youth. Right. As you can get.
Right. So was the basket, too.
Right. And I brought a fruit basket because I want to teach the employees and the listeners that by changing your eating habits, you'll change your life and change the way you look at things.
Right. Well, let's start right there. We had Dr. Oz on a couple of days ago.
Right. I heard the show.
You heard the show. You listen every day. Peter listens every day. Work with Donald Trump. You know what side he's on.
Loyal listener.
My man. Thank you, Peter.
He may be an actor in Hollywood, but he knows he's on the right side. And Dr. Oz talked about how one of the reasons why people got very, very sick and continue to get sick with COVID and the Delta variant is, and I hate to say it this way, but they're fat. They're out of shape. So for folks who are in the gym all day long and on the treadmill all day and they're not losing weight, stop eating.
100%.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to stay hydrated.
And,
you know,
and that goes, by the way, not just for COVID, but everything.
Right.
Once you're fat and out of shape or you're not eating healthy, as you say, and you're not exercising, you're vulnerable. Your immune system collapses.
Sure, it weakens.
Yeah, exactly right.
Absolutely.
So what do you recommend people do for their diet?
Well, you know, what I wanted to do, we're going to be doing Fitness Fridays on the Bernie and Sid Show. So what I want to talk about is, you know, fitness tips, dieting tips, rest and recovery, performance-enhancing drugs in sports, performance-enhancing drugs in Hollywood, and so much more. You know, it's a mind, body, and soul connection.
Yeah.
You know, and you need a balance between the three because it's all 33 and a third. If one outweighs the other, then you're off balance and you're not going to operate at your full potential. And that's what I want to teach the listeners. And what I also want to do is a WABC Biggest Loser contest.
Oh.
And I want to bring some, you know, we have three employees that want to look to improve their life. We'll weigh them every Friday and we'll make a, you know, a chart of, you know, their progress every
week. Yeah.
And then after 6 weeks, they get five training sessions with me.
Wow.
There are no losers. Second place gets three. And third place gets one.
How about that?
Yeah, for the first 6 weeks. And then the second 6 weeks, I want to do the same contest for the first responders.
I love that.
Yeah, which would be fabulous.
Don't you love that, Bernie?
Yeah, I think that's great. Fantastic. We have people on the floor who qualify for
that. They can use either this guy right here, Frankie. Hey, Frankie.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's one guy.
Yeah.
But there are a few, but that's not. I like that contest very, very much.
Yeah, it's a great idea. So, thank you.
Right, right.
So getting back to the dining, we will do that. We'll put that up on the website, our Twitter, at Bernie and Sid, our Instagram, at It's Bernie and Sid, and our Facebook, Bernie and Sid page, too. When I first met you for the first time a couple of Thursdays ago, you pulled up to my apartment.
Right.
And you showed me your lunch. It was a little Tupperware.
Right.
With like a little bit of rice and a little bit of chicken.
Right. And a vegetable.
And a vegetable.
And I brought the same thing with me here. I just brought breakfast.
Is that every
lunch.
Day?
Yes, it is. It's a lifestyle. And you have to be prepared to gain weight, to lose weight, to better your life each and every day. Without preparation, you're not going to succeed.
Right.
It's a fact.
Right.
I'm in my kitchen at 3:30 in the morning. I get, you know, and just to prepare my meals. Because it's not that I'm hungry. I just have to fuel the muscle.
Right.
And when you don't fuel the muscle,
it depletes.
Yeah.
And then once your muscles are depleted, you get sluggish and you get tired and you're no good to no one.
So consistently, you eat the same thing every single day.
Every day.
Right. So does he.
Every day.
This
so
guy,
I do as well.
He does same the thing. Same exact thing.
Yeah.
Right.
See, I find it a little boring. Look, I'm not going to, well, maybe I will actually. You told me I'm getting the cover of one of these magazines.
Yeah, well, what I want to do with Sid is, you know, we want to train real hard. I just want to educate him how to eat properly to fuel that physique that he has, which is tremendous.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then get him on the cover of one of the fitness magazines and then do an article. article on Inside. Yeah, absolutely.
He says it could happen. I mean, this guy's the beast.
Why can't it happen? But you're the king of New York. Why can't it happen?
I don't know if that's true. Well, give us some tips, too, in the gym. Yesterday, for example,
First of all, check your phone at the door.
Check your phone at the door.
Right, and the backpack, because it's all...
I love that advice.
I love that advice.
You know, it's all about themselves now. Like back in the day, it wasn't about that. You went in there, 45 minutes an hour, you got down and dirty, you got calluses on your hands, and you make it happen, and you improve your physique. But today, it's all fashion.
But wait a second. Yeah. Can't you do... Not from me, but I'm like that. But can you, in between sets, text? You can't do that?
You know what? It just takes the mind to the muscle connection. It goes away.
Oh.
So, for instance, when you're performing with your wife, correct?
Okay.
All right. In the middle of that passionate moment, what about you want to stop and throw in a text? No.
Well,
it just spoils the moment.
Not only, it slows you down as well.
Right.
That's A. And B, sometimes you bogart the particular machine you're on. And
right.
People are looking at you. You're looking at your phone. It's like, come on.
Right. And you take the blood out of the muscle.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, right, of course
right,
it does.
Right.
You know, and you want to stay connected.
But it keeps
just
going.
Like when you do acting. Wait, Sid. Just like when you do acting, you stay connected to the person in the scene.
Sure.
The same thing with the weights. Stay connected to the weights. It's a mind and muscle connection. Without that connection, you know, you're not going to have the right chemistry in your body just to have that growth, to stimulate that growth.
Now, what do you recommend in the gym? Bernie, for example, does like 5 body parts a day. A lot of my
friends
do that.
That's way too much.
No, whatever it is, maybe 2 body parts. I'm sorry. But I only do one a day. Like, I'll do chest today.
And that's what I do.
Okay, so you'd rather go with 1 body part a day.
I do 3 on, 1 off, 2 on, 1 off.
I don't know what that means.
Monday,
3 on, 1 off.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Gotcha. Okay.
This way you have recovery in the middle of the week.
Right.
Recovery at the end of the week.
Gotcha.
And on Monday you come in there and you're a beast.
All right, 90 seconds to go. Give us some of these performance-enhancing supplements or stuff that you think actually will work for me and Bernie or anybody else.
Well, you could go to the doctor. You know, it's performance-enhancing drugs. Now they call it hormone replacement therapy. If your testosterone level is decreasing, you could go to the doctor. He could check your levels. And he can give you a shot of testcipinate, you know, 200 milligrams, one shot every 10 days. But it's all legal. It's all done through doctor's care. And you should make an appointment and go.
So it's a good idea to get some testosterone.
And that'll increase your immune system for.
Right. Also, your libido.
19.
Also, your libido.
I like what I hear.
The fact is that men in their 50s, they lose some of their libido. And the testosterone helps. Keep them
and you
great
lose
bed.
Muscle mass.
Right, and you lose muscle mass.
Right.
And I'm just curious, cardio.
Right. Cardio's done after training.
After training.
Yeah, 100%, not before. Why do you want to take the blood out of the muscle? Because you have no strength in the gym. That's why all the top trainers with the sports team, it's called trainer and connection.
It's a holistic you do it all. Just do it all.
100%.
Right,
yeah,
right, right.
Yeah,
eat
yeah.
right. Do your weights. Do your cardio.
Strength and conditioning coach.
There you go.
It's not called conditioning and strength
right,
coach.
Right, exactly.
It's called strength and conditioning
coach.
Strength first, conditioning second.
Well, this is going to be so great every Friday here with Peter Gordio.
Thank God that message came back to me. I just had an adult moment for a second.
It happens on the radio. 30 seconds to go for folks who now may want to ask you some questions throughout the week till you come back here next Friday. Where do they find Peter Gordio?
They can find me on Instagram, Peter Gordio. My email is PeteGordio1212@gmail.com and Facebook.
You're great. You look great. Thank you, pal.
You guys are great.
It's going to be fun.
No, it's going to be great. It's going to be a blast.
Okay. You're the best, Peter.
So are you guys here.
Thank you. I already love this guy.
That is a great actor.
No, it's an honor to be here.
Thank you.
It's an honor to have you.
He listens to everyone. The great actor, Peter Gordio. Check him out in Gravesend. He'll be in season 2. He plays Rocco. He's been in A Bronx Tale, millions of movies, but has a perfect figure. God bless him. That's the guy you want to talk to if you want to look great, even in your 50s, 60s. It doesn't matter. This man looks like he's 30 years old.